Friday again, and time for, you know, one of our culture file guests to tell us about some of the good stuff they've found to read, watch, listen to, smell and taste. And this time it's the turn of composer Emma O'Halloran to share with us her culture file likes.
Hi, I'm Emma O'Halloran and I'm a composer. A TV series that I've been watching, and I'm probably very late to the game, but it's The Sopranos, and I just think it is probably the best show I've ever seen. I had taken like a writing course, just like an introduction to writing, and the person who was teaching the course like shared the opening episode of The Sopranos and how it was written as a screenplay, and I just said, oh, I might as well give this show a go, and have been hooked. A book that I have read recently that I think is probably perfect is Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These, and it's just, I don't know, it's a short book, and but every word kind of has its purpose, and it's just really beautiful. It's about a coal man and just his life in a small town in Ireland. It's in the 80s, and there's a convent in the town, and it's kind of like the Magdalen Laundries, but it's sort of just alluded to, and it's kind of just the feeling that the whole town is keeping a secret, and it's just done in a very beautiful way. As you can see, I'm not a writer myself. I'm being a composer, words are kind of not something that I'm great at. Podcasts. I love the Blind Boy podcast. I just think he is amazing. I love the way he talks about life and mental health, and just the random things that we have questions about, and he'll go really into detail about like down these rabbit holes of different topics. I just think he's amazing. Recently, I've been listening to
When Your Mother,
just some Bob Dylan,
sends back all your invitations.
The song Queen Jane, approximately. And I was in like Athens over the summer working on a sound installation. And I just, like, on the very few mornings that I had off, I went for a stroll around this square, and there was just a truck blaring that song.
Won't you come see me, Queen Jane?
And there was like pigeons kind of flying everywhere, and I was like, this is just such a perfect movie moment. So when it's cold and damp, I've been listening to that song and just thinking about a beautiful week or so in Athens.
Now when all of the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, smell of their roses does not remain, and all of your children start to resent you. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane?
Food or drink experience that I've enjoyed recently. So when I was in New York in December and January, myself and my partner found a really nice Lebanese restaurant called Miss Ada, and it's in like near Fort Greene in Brooklyn, and we went there a couple of times and it was just amazing. I feel like Lebanese food is my favourite food. It's just like loads of like hummus and baba ganoush and like really nice dips and stuff. So when we went there, my partner and I didn't speak to each other the entire time that we were there because we were eating. So I feel like that's probably a sign that it's good food. So my favourite scent, there's a perfume that I wear all the time, and it's Dior Addict Eau Fraîche. And it's kind of like a pink bottle. And yeah, it's a really light, like citrusy fragrance. And it just, I don't know, it makes me happy.
Drastic. Won't you
the likes of composer Emma O'Halloran there, coming up tomorrow evening on the Culture File Weekly, Irish-tinged Americana from vocalist and songwriter Aoife O'Donovan, the voices of Bal Brigham in a new audio version of Kevin Curran's latest novel, Youth, and Orrit Gat visits an exhibition filled with bread and biscuits. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM, and right now, if you subscribe to the podcast feed.